8. How then when one is captured at first sight without experience? Here again, it results from physical laziness or self-indulgence and not focusing on one's responsibilities or being engaged in necessary activities. The individual like this, wandering aimlessly, is vulnerable to any form of wickedness, and like an uncontrolled child, anyone who wishes can make such a soul their slave. Since it's used to being active, when you stop its functioning in good deeds as it cannot be idle, it is compelled to indulge in the opposite. Just as unsown or unplanted land only produces weeds, similarly, the soul, when it doesn't have necessary tasks to undertake, always wanting to be busy, gives way to wicked deeds. And as the eye never stops seeing and therefore will see bad things when good ones are not presented, the mind also, when it withdraws from necessary activities, devotes itself to those that are useless. It's clear from many things that even the first temptation can be resisted by occupation and thought. When you have looked upon a beautiful woman and have been attracted, don't look any more and you're free. And how will I resist looking, he asks, when drawn by that desire? Devote yourself to other things that can distract the soul, to books, to important cares, to protecting others, to supporting the injured, to prayers, to wisdom which contemplates future events. With such matters, engage your soul. By doing so, you can not only heal a recent wound, but also easily heal a long-standing and deep-seated one. For if a rebuke, as the saying goes, helps a lover to move on from his love, then won't these spiritual charms be much more victorious over the evil if we only decide to distance ourselves? But if we consistently engage and bond with those who project such tempters on us and converse and listen to their tales, then we encourage the disease. So how do you expect the fire to be extinguished when every day you feed the flame?